It's not often we get exotic foods that we actually haven't ever tasted before. Tonight is one of those nights. Admittedly, the packaging does not make it look...
Are we eating the food?
We've had amourettes before, but we have never had the amourette of...
That is disgusting.
It's quite disgusting.
What is this?
This is the amourette, I'll tell you in a second. This is the amourette of a bison. The guy that we buy meat from said that he had a bunch of bison balls lying around the freezer, because nobody had purchased them, and he said he would... He said he would bring them over. He brought over the bison balls. I wasn't expecting that he would charge me $10 per ball. I was too embarrassed to say it. $10. I was too embarrassed to say anything. And so I bought 6 bison testicles. This is actually surprisingly disgusting because this is the amourette entirely in the membrane, which you do not eat.
They sell them by one?
They sell them by one, go figure. The thing about amourettes is you don't eat the membrane. You cut the membrane, which is the external part of the skin. Okay, there you go. And then, we're just gonna cut it like this. Okay, good. If you behind the camera could see the face of my wife behind the camera, they're called prairie oysters because they're supposed to taste like oysters, and they come from the prairies where you don't typically find oysters. After you've cut the membrane, you separate the flesh from the membrane.
Can I see it?
Yeah, here, look at this. It's proving to be a little difficult to get off the membrane. Okay, here we go. So I don't think we... Wow, there's a...
This is disgusting.
Andrew Zimmern always says that the parts that are the ugliest to look at are most often the most innocuous in terms of flavor. So this is the flesh right here. Boom. Take it off. Okay. Look, if anyone in the audience knows what to do with the membrane in terms of eating it, I don't think there's anything you can do with that. This is the flesh part that you eat. We are doing sliced, breaded with panko, and hold on. Get a little salt in there. Get a little pepper.
If this were a chicken breast,
chicken breast would be totally fine, but amourette is totally bizarre and crazy, eh? Because we prioritize one part of the animal over the other. Okay, that's right, that's my lecture for the evening. Okay, here's Italiano spice. Okay, now, so we've got the breading. We're gonna take an egg. Boom. I'm gonna stir it with my finger because that's what every good chef does. Okay, now I'm gonna slice it. I'm using the wood, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm gonna slice it into just thick chunks. That's one. That's two. That's three, and then one more.
It's like sea urchin.
It looks like a seafood. That's why it's called the thing. Okay, we're gonna put it in the egg.
Have you read anything about this?
Today? No.
Ever?
We take the amourette slices. We've got the pieces soaked in egg. Now we put them in the batter. Look at this.
It looks like chicken.
It's probably gonna taste like chicken. Okay? And we're gonna fry them in a little bit of oil and it's gonna be delicious. You can put it on pause. I'm gonna wash my hands and take over the camera work. You can see them, but they don't look like much right now. Right now, they just look like little pieces of flesh. We are using avocado oil because it is light, and it's the only oil I could find. You ready for this? Yes.
If you look for 3 more seconds, you could probably find olive oil.
Viva Fry doesn't have 3 more seconds.
Actually, you have a lot of time where you're not doing anything.
So check this out. Do we have another piece in here? Whoa. And this is all the breadcrumbs. So check this out.
Daddy,
This is $10 of meat right here. Quiet in the background, people! This is a satisfying noise. It's so satisfying. I'm looking in the screen instead of looking at the lens.
We're gonna fry it. We're gonna do it. We are doing it properly this time, people.
Are you okay?
Yes, that was very hot.
I'm gonna get you a bandage.
Are we all gonna taste this?
No.
No? Okay.
No, not at all. It's not good.
These are gonna be delicious. Yes? See, I don't know what's wrong with this stupid pan. This pan is not flat on the bottom, so everything's pooling to one side. You will notice that when the oil popping reaches a high pitch, this is a, as opposed to, I'm gonna say that that means it's ready to flip. Oh my gosh, you just, that splattered in my face and that hurt. That hurt. I don't need bandages. Now what we're gonna do, we're gonna put a cloth. I need the yellow hand cloth. This to seal in the goodness and shut it down and just let it cook through. And then we're gonna taste it with a little spritz of lemon. I hope we have lemon. Let me check. We've got lemon. It's going to be delicious. Back in how many minutes?
About 15 minutes.
People, it's ready. For anyone who is daring enough to taste, delicious. All right, the color of these, I'm gonna show the camera because it's peculiar. I'm gonna use the leftover crusty stuff just to sweeten the deal. The color is not one that is conducive to enticing the appetite. We're gonna cut this one in half. That's the color. Okay, look at that. That's the color. It's a little yellowish, which no one ever really wants to eat yellow meat, but I am an adventurous eater. I am willing to experience the culinary world of all things meat. The flavor is delicious. It has a hint of an irony aftertaste, which is exactly what drives me crazy with liver, brain. I can't stomach the irony metallic aftertaste. This happens to be relatively delicious. Who's tasting it, people? Don't all answer at once. You don't have to taste it if you don't want to. Got one fan. I got one fan right here. Objectively delicious. If you didn't know what you were eating, you would say that's just delicious. I did good. I did good this time. Straight up, do it this way, it will be good. Here you go. She'll eat anything. She's crazy. Don't look at the color.
Why is it so orange?
It's funny you should mention that.
It actually does taste like veal. It's better.
That's it.
Than I thought.
This bit is over.